Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. To supplement what the President of the Security Council has just told you, yes, we have been working around the clock to secure the contributions, the contingents, and the equipment that were allowed last week on the 24th of December by Resolution 2132. And indeed, we have made much progress, and I think it is an opportunity to thank all those countries who have already accepted to deploy, redeploy through intermission cooperation, people and equipment who were so far in other theaters. And I am pleased to inform you that the first two units, those are formed police units, have already arrived to South Sudan, and the deployment of most of the others should take place within the next two or three weeks, depending, and with some support, I must say, very significant support by other countries who will provide the airlift capacity. Now, unfortunately, intermission cooperation, good mechanism as it is, does not necessarily allow us to fill the gaps. And I would give you one example. We need, with all these thousands more people in the mission, we need a level two field hospital that we cannot relocate at short notice. We need more tactical helicopters that are a very scarce commodity throughout all the peacekeeping operations. And we need also a few more soldiers, so this is what I briefed the Security Council upon. One thing I have to highlight is that we would expect total cooperation from the government of South Sudan. That is to say that we will not be pleased at all if there were to be, as they seem to have been, some caveats on the choice of certain nationalities. As I said in front of the Council, when the house is on fire, you do not care about the nationality or whatever else of the firemen. You just need the fire persons to be able to operate. So this, I think, is where we stand. It's not an easy thing, but I think with the cooperation of all concerned and very careful judgments as to where it is that we're able to diminish the strength of the contingent without having a price to pay for it. This is what we're trying to do.
Just a quick request on the just a few more soldiers. Can you be more precise on what else would you like in terms of?
No, indeed. Well, it's just a matter that there was half a regiment that was due to leave MINUSTAH in Haiti, and of course that country has accepted to relocate to South Sudan, but we need them to be brought up to full strength, so it will in fact be filling the gap.
Mr. Letsous, can you elaborate more on why there should be objections to certain contingents, which contingents, and secondly, who are these youth gangs? Are they all the youth gangs, les jeunes? Are they all opposition, or where did they come from? Or they've always been there in Jonglei?
On the first question, my answer is very clear. There should be absolutely no objection to anybody coming in, and that is very much and consistently our line. On the movements of les jeunes, well, you've heard the President of the Security Council. We're not even sure about the figures. You would realize that Jonglei State is a huge part of the country with little or no infrastructure. So it's not easy to ascertain the situation on the ground. But we, UNMISS, is trying its best to do that.
With the two peacekeepers killed in Darfur over the weekend, and also this coup or terrorist attack in DRC, what's the balance between choosing where battalions should come from? If there were five missions named and five battalions, is it the right time to move out of UNAMID or of the DRC?
I do not answer you, mister. This being said, I think I was very clear. I said it's a matter of judgment and very fine judgment between the need to strengthen UNMISS in South Sudan and the need not to risk losing some ground and some advantage that we have been able to gain in neighboring missions. So it's a very fine judgment call.
Thank you. Have there been any surveillance flights today over Bor?
And sorry?
Have there been any surveillance flights today over Bor to check on these armed groups? And also, do you have has UNMISS been able to give you a general idea of the death toll now? I mean, we said 1,000 nearly a week ago. Are we now talking in thousands?
On the last point, no. I think nobody has any reliable figure. On the first point, yes. Within the limits and the constraints that are faced by UNMISS, which, as you know, suffers from a lack of rotary wing air assets, and this is why it is a high priority that we can bring in more both utility and tactical helicopters, but to the extent that they can, yes, they do flyovers. But as I said, the area is huge. Okay, thank you very much indeed.